Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, December the 7th. We're getting quite a bit of rain right now here in North Texas. I think it's going to rain all weekend. So if you're coming to North Texas this weekend, make sure you bring an umbrella because you're going to need it just about every minute that you are here. Today we're going to talk about the Paris protest and what's going on over there. There's also some very interesting information about the Paris Climate Change Accords. You remember those? Well, a little update on some of the countries who actually signed on to the accords, and then we're going to look back at this amazing week of the funeral of President Bush 41, and the coincidence today being December the 7th. And I think there's a connection in the sense that I think a lot of people were saying goodbye to the greatest generation by saying goodbye to President Bush. Let me begin, though, with a couple of updates. The unemployment rate came out today, 3.7. That's obviously a very good number. There was also a good number on the number of people who were employed. That's a huge number, and that's a good sign. The stock market is not doing very well today, down roughly 2%. You know, sometimes when we 224, it looks like, in the latest 2.24%, that is, in the latest count. Sometimes when we see that, you know, the market is down 600, 700, we tend to forget that it is, as a percentage, it's not as bad as it sounds, because we're talking about 24,000, 25,000. That's the total number. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just simply saying we have to put it at least in some relative perspective to understand the drop. I have a note, a post over at the American Thinker today, Friday, where I talk about predictions and how difficult it is to make predictions, I should say, 2 years in advance about the next presidential election. The bottom line is that in the last 4 presidential elections, nothing that was predicted 2 years before ended up happening. So be careful about many predictions and all these polls 2 years ahead or 23 months ahead. They usually don't turn out to be true. You know, one of the things that is most frustrating for me in our culture today is the way that many people will take cheap shots at the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church, there's a lot about the Catholic Church that we can criticize. And as a Catholic, I can tell you that I'm furious about these scandals with the priests and all of that. I'm very angry with that. But there was a professor, I believe, over the last few days, a college professor, who came out and said that, you know, the incident incident where Mary became pregnant through the intervention or the visit of the angel, that was kind of a pregnancy forced on her, suggesting somehow that young Mary was raped or made pregnant against her wishes. I just find that to be obscene on the part of this person who said that. I mean, it's just absolutely obscene. But another example of how you can take a shot at the Catholic Church and at traditional values, and you get away with it, because nobody, it seems to me, in these many of these college institutions, is willing to stand up to these people. Look, if he wants to believe that, that's fine. But he needs to understand what an insult that is for people like me and many other Catholics who believe that that was a miracle performed by God, not some young woman being raped. It's just very upsetting. It's just very upsetting when I see stuff like that. It just makes me angry. But it shows the double standard in humor. You can say things about the Catholic Church and nothing happens to you. But if you were to say something about another religion, believe me, there would be all kinds of screaming and consequences coming from the left. It is really sick. One quick note from today's front pages too. President Trump has apparently decided to nominate William Barr for Attorney General. I think that's an excellent choice. It's not the choice I was expecting, but it's an excellent choice because Mr. Barr is highly respected, and the Department of Justice, frankly, needs a little cleaning up. That Department of Justice under Eric Holder was turned into a politicized disaster. So I think Mr. Barr would make a wonderful attorney general, and I hope that he gets confirmed pretty soon, and I'm pretty sure that that he will. So good choice there for President Trump naming William Barr as attorney general. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Paris. I have a post coming out Saturday morning about this. You know, right now, Paris is almost like a city under attack. The French government has put 89,000, that's an amazing figure, 89,000 security people on the streets of France. 89,000. Now, most of it, of course, is going to be around Paris, where they expect the demonstrations to be huge. But this is all, of course, to protect the city from what will likely happen on Saturday, which is going to be a massive protest. And I suppose it's going to get out of hand. And I suppose there's going to be a lot of cars burning, and it's going to get ugly. I don't like that kind of behavior from people. I wish they would march without burning cars and breaking windows. But unfortunately, that's what happens. And the entire city is just in anticipation of something pretty nasty happening this weekend. And of course, it's all happening because of these tax increases that President Macron proposed. And people are simply fed up with tax increases. They're fed up with living in a country that is overtaxed and overregulated. And they're saying, hey, we just cannot pay any more taxes. And it is that's the reason that they are marching. And that's the reason that people are so upset. So we'll see what happens in Paris. But don't be surprised if you see a lot of cars burning in Paris this weekend. Now, I have a post Saturday morning about the Paris Climate Change Accords. You may remember that President Obama wanted to put the United States in that agreement. President Trump took us out, and now we are no longer in that agreement. So new information came out. It's very interesting. New information came out about the countries participating in this agreement. It turns out that none of the countries, or at least none of the major countries, are living up to the agreements that they made. So here we have the Paris Climate Change Accords, or agreement, that all these countries signed, that President Trump was criticized for pulling the United States out of. Now, all of a sudden, a bunch of countries are not living up to the agreement. Most of them are not meeting even the most basic standards or goals that they had to make. And so, you know, what's the point? And of course, when I opposed the Paris Climate Change Accords a couple of years ago, one of the real reasons that I did it is because I felt that it was an agreement without an enforcement mechanism. It makes absolutely no sense to have an agreement that you cannot enforce. If two people, for example, if I was renting an apartment or a piece of property to somebody, I would have a lease, and that lease would have enforcement mechanisms or a way that I could get back to the tenant, for example, if he or she was not paying the rent. That's enforcement mechanism. Well, the Paris Climate Change Accords didn't have any of that. It was just a letter of good intentions signed by a bunch of countries who just wanted to sign something. They just wanted to say, oh, we signed an agreement. Well, signing an agreement doesn't do a darn thing if you're not willing to even live up to the things that you signed up on. So, so far, the Paris Climate Change Accords has not been much of a success. And I'm not surprised, because how can you have any agreement without a mechanism? Again, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. We're going to take a little break. I want you to hear from my friend Carlos Geddes, and then we'll be right back.
This is Carlos Geddes Harpist. I would like to see you guys this Saturday night at Tzatziki's at the Star, located at 6765 Winning Drive in Frisco. I'll be performing instrumental high-energy music at 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Make your reservation today at 972-377-2276. Remember, Tzatziki's at the Star is the place to hang out on Saturday night. For upcoming dates, look for me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we have a link to Carlos' schedule and show information. Just look under the show description and you'll see what I'm talking about. We also have a link to my good friend Duke Machado. He's a car dealer, so if you're looking for a car, give my friend Duke a call. We say happy number 71 today to Johnny Bench, the great, perhaps one of the greatest catchers in Major League history, twice an MVP and played in four World Series, just an absolutely great baseball player of the 1970s. You know, the kind of guys that I remember growing up watching. That's one of the reasons I guess I'm fond of people like Johnny Bench. And, you know, my father died 3 years ago today, December the 7th, 2015. He passed away. He had been ill for about a year, and 3 years. It's hard for me to believe that he's been gone for 3 years. But one of the things I guess that I know, and I feel very strongly, is that he's listening to the show. And I'm sure that he likes the show that I do, and I'm sure he likes the fact that I remember him this day 3 years, 3 years later. So again, we miss our father a great deal. 3 years ago, he passed away. He was born in Cuba in 1926, and he passed away December 7th, 2015. He was just an absolutely wonderful role model for a father and a husband, and in so many ways. He was just an absolutely magnificent father and human being, and we just miss him. We just miss him so much. Well, today, of course, is December 7th. Another anniversary, of course, is the Pearl Harbor in 1941, when the United States was attacked, and of course that put the United States for sure in World War II. And this week we celebrated the funeral, the life of President Bush, and it was December 7th, 1941, that drove young men like George Bush, who was, I believe, 18 or 17 at the time. He waited until he was 18 next year to sign up for the Navy. It was the day, December the 7th, 1941, that inspired Bob Dole, who became later Senator Bob Dole, now in his 90s, to serve his country. Millions of young men were inspired by the events of this day in 1941 to take up arms and fight for their country. Many volunteered. Many were drafted, of course, but many volunteered, like Bob Dole, George Bush, and thousands of others who fought for their country. Many died. Many died because of World War II. And that's what we remember this week, and that's what we remember today. And I think in many ways, you know, as I was watching the funeral of President Bush and I was watching the amazing response that he was getting from the American people, I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful to see the numbers of people who were paying their respects to President Bush. And there were many, many people, let's say baby boomers. You saw a lot of baby boomers who were paying respects. You saw a lot of young people. You saw a lot of people, period. And I think what, in many ways, I believe that it was a way of saying thank you to that generation, to what we like to call the greatest generation, and saying thanks and doing so through the funeral of President Bush, who obviously was probably the most notable of all of the World War II veterans. Not the only one, of course. In fact, I just read an obituary in our daily paper here in Dallas about another World War II veteran. In fact, he was in Pearl Harbor on this day in 1941. But I think a lot of Americans, I really believe, wanted to say thank you to this great generation that George Bush was a part of. And I think the funeral became, in many ways, an opportunity to do that. And so we remember Pearl Harbor 1941, 77 years ago today. And I really believe that through his funeral, through President Bush's funeral, and the beautiful ceremonies along the way, the patriotism, the beautiful family, everything, all of that along the way, I think was an opportunity for many Americans, to say thank you to that great generation. Most of them are dying, of course, because of old age. Many have already passed away. But I think many of us used this wonderful funeral, this great opportunity to say thank you, not only to the life of George Bush, but I believe to the many, many, many veterans that all of us have in our families and in our communities, the men and women who fought to defend the country and were inspired to do so by the events of Pearl Harbor 77 years ago today. Well, thank you for listening. I got to make sure I've got an umbrella because it's raining here in North Texas. Bye-bye, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.